Hi, this is Guy Berry. I want to begin by thanking you for purchasing this CD series. Not because it made me money, but because you're trying to improve your skills. One of the things that's always bothered me is that our industry always focuses on volume, the guy that sells the most houses, and it never focuses on quality. By purchasing this program, you've shown to me that you're trying to improve your business. I'm proud of you for taking that first step, not by working harder, but by improving your skills and commitments to your clients. And I'll be sure to tell you as we go along further how to get the most out of this series. So let's begin by explaining what is this series all about. First, I'm going to teach you basic contract law. Every real estate contract pretty much has the same clauses. Financing, repairs, contingency, you know, the clauses we deal with every day. Once you learn the basics, your confidence is going to soar with your clients. Next, I want to teach you why each clause exists and what it means to the buyers and the sellers. No matter what the car contract does, changing the contract anytime in the future, you'll easily understand the changes. I will also give you some suggested methods of how to explain the contract to each one of your clients. Lastly, relying on my legal experience, I'll try to give you some practical tips about how to keep you and your clients out of trouble. But before we begin, let's explain why I always say the contract can be your best sales tool. That might be a surprise to most of you. Many of you know that I teach classes at local colleges where I get to talk to the public in a way that we never do as real estate agents. One of the things I always do at the beginning of my class is say, "What do you think agents do?" Most of the students sit there and kind of look at me, and then finally someone says, "Show houses?" See, they believe that's your job, showing houses. Can you understand now why the industry gets no respect? We're thought to be taxi drivers. How much talent does it take to show people houses? Here's the kitchen. Here's the bathroom. Isn't this a nice neighborhood? Now with the internet, clients don't need you to find houses. They don't understand that our job really starts and begins when we find the house. And I'm now convinced this is one of the main reasons that you lose buyers. You're showing a buyer, you're showing a buyer, you're showing a buyer, and all of a sudden they call you and say, "Well, you're not going to believe we did. We bought a house with someone else down the street." Well, then why do buyers do that? Because they thought you were showing houses. And since they found the house on their own, they thought it was perfectly logical to use that agent to sell them the house. See, buyers aren't liars, which is what our industry calls them, right? Buyers are liars. They're simply telling you that you haven't convinced them that you matter to the transaction. They can deal with anyone and get the same results as with you.